South Korea banned prostitution 4 years ago, but brothels in many Korean cities are still open for business and in plain view. Now authorities have launched a crackdown, arresting hundreds of pimps, prostitutes, and johns. Many Koreans fear the sex trade will just move into other businesses like massage parlors, and that has angered one particular segment of the population, the blind. From Seoul, reporter Jason Strother explains.
The neighborhood of Cheongnam-ri isn't what it used to be. This was once one of the capital's most infamous red light districts. On display behind rows of full-length windows that run up and down these alleyways, you can still spot a few scantily clad women standing under pink neon lights. But many brothels here are dark and appear to be out of business. Earlier this week, the Seoul Metropolitan Police announced a campaign against prostitution. They've sent letters out to brothel owners, telling them to close up and start new lives. But no one here really believes that police can actually eradicate prostitution from Seoul. While it may close down obvious houses of ill repute, like in Cheongnam-ri, the business will just change locale. In a nearby neighborhood, prostitution is thriving in karaoke bars, love motels, and massage parlors. In fact, within 5 minutes of just walking down this street, I was approached by several men, in cars and on bicycles, and a woman cradling a white cat in her arms, all offering to take me to a massage shop. Not only is it illegal for prostitutes to practice massage in Korea, it's actually against the law for anyone with normal vision. For nearly 100 years, the legally blind have had an exclusive right to work in the massage business. But the nation's top court is now deciding whether or not this law is discriminatory against sighted people. The blind's monopoly could soon be history. The blind have held daily protests throughout September. They say because of the lack of special education and welfare programs, as well as a cultural prejudice against handicapped people in general, massage is the only way for them to earn a living. 24-year-old Choi Ho-jin has been legally blind since birth and has worked as a masseur for 2.5 years. She fears the entrance of more sighted people, including prostitutes.
Because of the prostitutes, there's more competition, and that really hurts our business. But generally, a normal-sighted person might be able to provide more services than a blind person can. That really worries me.
The Constitutional Court will rule on the blind's massage exclusivity as early as next week. While the blind have the support of the National Human Rights Commission and Parliament, advocates believe the court will favor protecting the majority over the minority. Masseur Choi Ho-jin says she doesn't know what she'll do if the blind lose this right.
I don't have any alternatives except for massage. If the government allows other people to enter this profession, then it's really going to be up to the bosses to decide who to hire. I think they'll definitely choose sighted people over the blind.
For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea.